Chapter 4. I woke to stillness. No panicked flailing or tears. A quick glance at the time on my smartie showed I'd been asleep for close to 16 hours, and the first of Pashati's suns was starting to rise. The light from the primary star, Nasatya, would drown out any coming from Dasra. The secondary sun's orbit had taken it away from us to the edges of the system. It would be another 10 years before it swung back around, bringing with it an eerie twilight during the winter months and oppressive heat in the summer. Right now, though, it would appear as little more than a dim star following behind the sun, when you could see it at all. I felt much the same. Adrift, and yet following some path I couldn't quite see. "Bugger me," I muttered, rubbing both hands over my face as I rolled from my bed. I was still dressed in my clothes from yesterday, a small blessing, and padded over to the window in stocking feet. I'd made the choice to stay in the chaos of the weeks prior, knowing even now it was the right decision. For all my outward calm, I felt like I was lurching wildly from one decision to the next, with nothing but a desperate hope the people around me wouldn't let me fuck up too badly.
"You're being a ridiculous drama queen, Hale."
Portis's voice was low and amused in my head. I didn't mind it, even if he was making fun of me. He was dead and gone, so in my head was the only place I'd ever hear his voice again. Portis had been my best friend, my love, and the man my childhood bodyguards had sent after me when I left home. While I'd been away, he'd tried to keep me safe. The whole time he'd been reporting on my exploits back home, albeit heavily editing things at times. "I miss you, ass."
"This isn't any different from running a ship, and you know it. Stop second-guessing yourself and get on with it."
"There aren't enough hours in the day." I hated the wine in my throat and turned from the window with a hiss. There were as many hours as there had always been, and other people managed just fine. Emery stood by the window in the main room, staring out at the sea. His lips moved.